Hello and welcome to this week's SearchSecurity.com Threat Monitor podcast, where we offer expert advice on the latest information security threats. I'm Billy Hurley. Now that nearly all organizations are employing some sort of anti-spam technology, spammers know their only hope for success lies with outwitting spam detection strategies. But as Mike Rothman writes, the emergence of reputation-based systems is making it easier to weed out spam before it ever reaches the network gateway. And now for this week's edition of Threat Monitor, Reputation Systems Gaining Credibility in Fight Against Spam, written by Mike Rothman. What's in a reputation? In a lot of cases, it can mean the difference between being overrun by spam, phishing, and other undesired email, and keeping your users' inboxes free of potentially dangerous payloads. Spam has undergone a radical evolution during the past few years, and reputation systems are now a key technology in dealing with the ever-increasing volume of unwanted messages. Historically, spam has been detected using a set of signature matching and heuristic approaches, optimized using a weighting system. This worked fine for a while, but as volumes continued to increase exponentially, spam gateways and services couldn't keep up. It was too resource-intensive to conduct a detailed scan on every message. Lately, the problem has become more acute due to the wave of image spam. These messages use randomly sliced and pixelated images to evade spam detection. Many vendors have responded with optical character recognition, or OCR-based approaches to interpret words in the images. But OCR is resource-intensive, further impacting the scalability of current anti-spam gateways. Enter reputation systems stage left. Reputation systems have been in use for the past 3 years, but are only now becoming table stakes for any vendor offering email security solutions. That is, it's hard for any vendor to substantiate a high spam detection rate without relying on reputation. The general concept behind a reputation system is that you can, with some precision, figure out the likelihood of a message being spam, based on who is sending it. That's right, based upon the IP address of the sender, it has become possible to determine the sender's intent. Why not use the sender's address, or some other attribute of the message, to assess reputation? Basically, because IP addresses cannot be spoofed. They identify the sender and receiver of an email message and are essential to ensuring a message gets to its destination. You can fake pretty much everything else about a message, but not the originating IP address. In order for a reputation system to be effective, the reputation provider needs to see a bunch of data, think billions of messages, in order to conduct a comprehensive analysis that will yield accurate results. Look for vendors that have access to a tremendous amount of message traffic and have sending histories for millions of IP addresses. Don't forget to ask each vendor how many reputations it has. So how does a reputation system actually help your organization? Its data serves as another ingredient in the spam detection cocktail that your company uses to help determine which messages are unwanted. Adding a measure of sender intent will definitely help make the cocktail more effective. Spam detection cocktails use hundreds of attributes, scored and optimized to determine whether a message is spam. No one attribute is foolproof, so in general, the more data you have, the more optimized your cocktail will be. It's not that reputation data will help catch spam that no other technique would catch, but another juror weighing in with a guilty verdict increases the confidence level of the spam decision. The best way to use reputation is for connection management. Connection management is an additional layer of protection positioned at the perimeter, acting as a coarse filter on incoming message traffic. By checking inbound messages against data from a reputation database and discarding traffic from obviously disreputable senders, an organization can often block at least 50% of spam before it ever enters the network. That takes a lot of traffic away from the gateway, making it possible to do a full analysis on every message. So what's the catch? Find out after a word from our sponsor.
Want to know which NAC products can lock down your network endpoints or which firewalls can secure the application layer? Visit our brand new Integration of Networking and Security School. Using a combination of webcasts, technical tips, podcasts, and quizzes, a top-notch roster of renowned information security instructors will help you learn how to secure the application layer, lock down network endpoints, secure remote offices, and much more. Don't wait. Get an in-depth look at the security-related and networking-related processes affecting enterprise network security. Visit SearchSecurity.com's Integration of Networking and Security School today at SearchSecurity.com/NetSec. That's SearchSecurity.com/NetSec.
First, as with every other spam detection technique, reputation systems are an inexact science, and every email that gets flagged at the perimeter is essentially getting the death penalty. Most vendors' systems place borderline messages in quarantine so false positives can be retrieved. But that's why most organizations set their connection management settings conservatively, so messages from only the most egregiously bad senders will be discarded. Now, spammers are not stupid, so when they realized that these reputation systems were affecting deliverability, they started looking for other ways to obscure sender identities. Since IP addresses can't be spoofed, they did the next best thing. They recruited an army of anonymous zombies to do their dirty work for them. Zombies are actually the fatal flaw within reputation systems. Some reputation systems assume that unknown senders, which are most likely zombies, are good, and others figure they're bad. Neither method is ideal. Assuming unknown senders are bad can result in more false positives, and assuming they are good inhibits the effectiveness of the connection management function. Personally, I favor systems that take a guilty until proven innocent approach. It's pretty clear that a great majority of the email senders out there have bad intentions, but that approach may not work for everyone. Fortunately for end users, reputation is only one piece of the spam detection puzzle. In today's enterprise messaging environment, there's too much spam traffic to scrutinize every message. Reputation systems used to discard spam before a message passed through the perimeter, alleviating pressure from the gateway. While they aren't the answer to all of an organization's spam woes, when used in conjunction with other technologies, reputation systems can be a valuable addition to a corporate anti-spam strategy. That concludes this week's edition of CertSecurity.com's Threat Monitor podcast. This tip is part of CertSecurity.com's Messaging Security School lesson. Visit the Changing Threat of Email Attacks lesson page for more learning resources. You can also download more of our podcasts by visiting www.CertSecurity.com/podcast. Thanks for listening.